Hey, Selfish Babe, it is your girl, Olenike Osibowale, and I'm bringing you back another Selfish Babe podcast. And today's episode is called Dancing Like a Slut, Healing Like a Goddess. Courtesy of ChatGPT, they gave me this podcast title. So I'm going to first tell you guys a little bit about my night, and then we're going to go into some talking points. And you may see me looking back on my phone to look at those talking points. Don't worry about it. So I had went out to Rocksteady in Atlanta for Haitian Flag Day celebration. It was on a Monday. And I think it was, we're outside on a Monday. That was the theme. And so, you know, you have your compa music, you have your rabade music or rabadi. I don't know if I'm saying it right or wrong, but it's more like carnival Haitian music, right? And I knew it was going to be a good crowd because all the Haitians in Atlanta were there, but because it was a holiday. And so because it was a holiday, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a good crowd of people outside. It's going to be a good crowd of people outside. So anyways, I went, I had a margarita with tequila, I had a Prosecco, cremas, which is like a traditional Haitian drink that's sweet with rum, another Prosecco, and I think like 2 to 3 bottles of water my whole night. So I'm dancing, you know, dancing some compa. I went alone, but I did know at least one person there. They gave us food. It was an amazing vibe, amazing time. Met some new people. So I, you know, go after getting my food and, you know, enjoying at least 1 to 2 drinks. I go back upstairs because I'm like, okay, I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to have a really good time. They're playing some really great compa, some really great music. Like, I want to be a part of this. I don't want to just be here and not dance. So I go back upstairs. So I go back upstairs and I start dancing like with different people. I don't know any of these people really. So if I see somebody and I'm like, man, I love this song, I may ask a guy, hey, do you know how to dance compa?
There was a post where I posted a lady had talked about having the golden womb. And basically she talked about the concept is when you begin to be with a man, his luck, he becomes incredibly lucky. Even if he was well off before, after he met you, he like was way well off. And she talked about the concept of having the golden womb, aka a magnetic womb. Many women out there do already have this, and a lot of women out there don't. Or they do, but it's under a bunch of bullshit. Which is why I have the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, where you can start to cleanse your womb space so that you can start to cultivate a more magnetic womb that is going to help you attract more of the things that you desire and want, as well as whenever you do get with a partner, help them attract the things that they desire and they want so you guys can build a life together. Now, if you are a woman out there that wants to have a more magnetic womb, my first step for you would be to cleanse your womb. Start with our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls that is made with dragon's blood resin, a very powerful resin that is going to cleanse your womb space, right? Or start with a gentle cleanse and use our Queen's Vaginal Steam, which you steam for 15 minutes, you set your intentions, and you cleanse, you know, really quickly. And then you move on up the next level, right? And so the next level is you're going to start to attract by making your womb fertile in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense with our Raining Waterfalls Aphrodisiac Set. When you get our Raining Waterfalls Aphrodisiac Set, you're going to be able to make a womb tonic or a womb syrup that you can take daily that is going to make your yoni more wet, sweet, and juicy, and it's going to nourish your womb. And then we have our Poom Poom Candy, which is going to sweeten your yoni, actually making it taste sweet, but also for it to be sweet in the spiritual sense. It is going to make your womb so magnetic. So even if you do not currently have a golden womb, you will eventually have one with the use of our products. Comment below cleanse for the Goddess Detox Pearl, comment below attract for the Raining Waterfalls Set, or comment below candy for our Poom Poom Candy. Everything is linked in the bio. XOXO, Selfish Babe. Bye.
Let's dance. You know, and I was just free that whole night. Like, I just danced around. I'm not like this every night when I go out. It just depends on my vibes. Sometimes I'm not really dancing a lot. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm just observant. It really just depends on the vibes. So my first point is see what your vibe is that night. My vibe that night was like, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have a great ass fucking time and I'm going to be dancing. So I danced around the room, you know, I danced my compa and flirted with a few guys. You know, some guys saw me dance with other guys, so they would, as I'm walking around the room, they may have stopped me and be like, hey, I want to dance, you know, and I may entertain it. And we'd be like, oh, do you know how to dance? Oh, you don't know how to dance? Does your friend know how to dance? You know, dance with a friend, then dance with him. And I just enjoyed myself. You know, different guys, of course, asked for my number. I mean, look at me. But I didn't really give anybody my number. I would just whisper in their ear and I said, just enjoy the present moment. Just enjoy the present moment, because really that's what it was for me. Let's enjoy the present moment. Let's dance. Let's have a good time. So I floated around like a fairy. She was a fairy. Yep. Yep, she was a fairy. Yep, she was a fairy. So anyways, I floated around like a fairy. And I danced. And it was beautiful. I mean, it felt very empowering to just kind of walk around, look sexy, flirt, dance, have a good time, leave, right? And I feel like sometimes also my beauty, physical beauty, internal beauty, my joy, my happiness really gave some of these guys a good memory, a good night. I feel like I made some of these guys' nights. I'm gonna be honest. And I know that may sound a little arrogant, but it is true. You know, there was one guy, he was like a little older, and I asked him, oh, do you wanna dance? And he was like, oh, my hip. He was like, my hip, I don't know if he had hip surgery or something. He said something about his hip. And I said, don't worry, I'll move with you, you know? So we took it slow, and I kind of just followed his lead. We're dancing compa, and we just enjoyed ourselves. And then, you know, I went about and danced with other people. And it was just good. I think for me, sometimes it was just nice to do that. And I don't mean, like, to be nice, but it was just nice to, like, be in joy and happiness, and also be in joy and happiness with the opposite sex, and not like it be this whole, oh, well, I don't want to talk to him, I don't want to get to know him, like he's not my type. You know, I wasn't thinking like that, because my intention wasn't to get anybody's number. My intention wasn't there for dating. My intention wasn't there to be uppity, because sometimes we can be uppity on a dance floor, ladies, if I'm being very honest, and that's okay. If you want to be uppity one night, it's okay. And one night you say, bitch, I'm gonna be a slut on the dance floor, that's okay too, whatever floats your boat. But I'm saying, like, I just knew I was just there for fun. So I didn't really care who I danced with. And also I felt like I just enjoyed the moment. So I just had fun with whoever the hell I danced with or who asked me to dance, you know, and I would float around and they would want me to stay longer. And I'd be like, no, I'm going to go dance. I'm going to go walk around some more. Thanks for the dance, you know, and that was fun. And there'll be times when one time I wasn't dancing. I think I was sitting in a little section and they were playing the rabbity, like the Carnival music. So I was just shaking my ass by myself or whatever. And then at one point, one guy had offered me to buy me a drink and I sat in his section. Got the drink, walked around, danced some more, came back, spoke to him, walked around, danced some more, came back, spoke to him. And he was like my, I guess you could call my official dance partner for the night. We'll just say that, because towards the end of the night when they were trying to play other music, and you know, I was kind of just with him for the rest of the night, but I moved around a lot. And at one point he was like, oh, you're so beautiful. And I was like, thank you. And he was like, it's just more than your physical looks. Like, I just like how you're kind of commanding the room. I like how you're walking around the room. And I said, well, thank you. That's such an amazing compliment. Like, I really appreciate that. Mind you, it's very loud, so we can only talk every once in a while. But he really enjoyed seeing me dance with other people. And he enjoyed just my energy of fun and vibes. And I really liked that. And I really appreciated that. And I really took that as an affirmation. For me, it was about an affirmation about continuing to be myself. In a prior episode, it's either going to be prior or after, I talked about sacrificing yourself in relationships or not, or dimming your light, dimming your bigness in relationships, right? And it was nice, even though I wasn't in a relationship with this man, of course, it was just nice to be affirmed by another black man that he enjoyed me in my bigness. He enjoyed me in my shine. He enjoyed me watching, you know, watching me dance with other. He enjoyed watching me dance with other people and just enjoyed me walking around the room and could see that. And I really appreciate stuff like that. I feel like sometimes when I have conversations with different black men specifically, I am affirmed in different ways about the things that I desire in my life or the type of partnership I desire in my life at some point. And so to be affirmed specifically by a black man, because I do see myself with a black man. Hey, but don't, you know, if it don't,
I'm not gonna say nothing against it. I do see myself with a black man as a lifetime partner. But anyways, it was just a good conversation. Overall, I enjoyed my evening. I enjoyed my light night. I had so much freaking fun. I had such a fucking good time. And at the end, I was dancing and other people were hyping me up. And I said, wow, I'm that girl that people are hyping up in the dance. I never thought that that would be me. You know what I'm trying to say? Because sometimes I don't do that. You'll see the other girls on the dance floor really getting it and they're being hyped up by the other people. And I didn't necessarily think that that would be me. But it was me being hyped up by other people because I was just dancing so free and they appreciated it and they were hyping me up and it was just a lot of fun. You know what I'm trying to say? I even danced with some girls too. You know, it was a good ass time. And I think there was another time I was at Rocksteady. It was at another party called Bomba Tuesdays and I had went with somebody I knew, but I was able to be let in early by this guy in line that saw me and wanted me to like go in with him or told me to go in with him. And my friend came, so I was dancing with him. My friend came and so we all started dancing together. So it'd be her, him in the middle, me all dancing together. And I remember that was kind of like a nice little night when I was just like wild and free and just like dancing freely, like just for fun. So let's get back into the title of this episode, which is Dancing Like a Slut, Healing Like a Goddess. So let's start with reclamation of the word slut as sacred rebellion. So if we understand the word slut, we know that if you don't know, that's okay. Basically, it's like a woman that sleeps with a lot of men, a woman that's a hoe, a woman that just gives up her pussy freely, doesn't care who she fucks, a loose girl. That's what we would define as slut. And so in this episode, when I'm saying dancing like a slut, I'm referencing that in a way, meaning like, I'm going to dance with whoever the hell I want to. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to dance with whoever I want to. I don't give a fuck. And for me, it's because I wanted to. You know what I'm trying to say? So in a way, I'm looking at the word slut in a positive way, at least for this episode, where it's just like, and especially the way I was dancing was very sensual, very sexual, just sexy, you know, like really being in my sensual, sexual energy and not being ashamed of that and just being okay with that and being the seductress for the night, being the temptress for the night and really holding that power, knowing that I had the full attention of men, full attention. You know what I'm trying to say? And I really enjoyed that because I understood the power that I had in that moment, whether it was to create joy, to create beauty, whether was going to be a decline in a phone number and say enjoy the present moment. I just enjoyed having that power and could see the power as a woman we hold. And so there's an affirmation that ChatGPT, yes, this is a co-created episode with ChatGPT, guys. There's an affirmation that ChatGPT gave and it says, I'm in full ownership of my desire, movement, and body, and it's not up for policing. I'm going to repeat that affirmation again, Selfish Babe. I'm in full ownership of my desire, movement, and body, and it's not up for policing. I'm in full ownership of my desire, movement, and body, and it's not up for policing. So basically, me being on the dance floor, dancing the way that I wanted to, because I wanted to, that was me being in full ownership of my desire, movement, and body. I wanted to dance like this, y'all. It was a desire to have. I didn't hold shame. I didn't hold judgment. I said, bitch, this is what the fuck we doing. And so this affirmation is an affirmation you can say if you feel like you're a selfish babe out there, woman out there, that kind of wants to break out a little bit more when it comes to dancing, that wants to have a little bit more fun on your nights out, and you know, you just kind of want to release any kind of shame. You really want to take out power in your body, in your sensuality, in you as a woman. I also want to mention this. As I told you guys, I wanted to dance this way because I wanted to dance this way. It really was for my own personal pleasure. And so I want to talk about that because when you are dancing for your own personal pleasure, it is one way for you to.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too, In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Enhance your magnetism as a woman. You're one way for you to enhance your beauty, your aura as a woman, and to attract more of those things that you desire into your life because of the energy that you are exuding. So I was dancing for my own pleasure and enjoyment and just having a good ass motherfucking time. Okay. And so I know that on that dance floor, as I was dancing, my aura and my magnetism was shown. It was increasing. And just like that man on the dance floor told me, "Hey, I just think you're so beautiful. Like, I can see how you're commanding the room," which was a beautiful compliment. He could see more than just a girl dancing around freely. He was able to see a goddess commanding the room, showing her beauty, having a good time, and he could just admire that. And again, I really appreciate that. Another point that ChatGPT had mentioned as I talked about this, my coming up of this episode, is healing through joy and sensual pleasure. It says movement helps release stagnant energy. A wild dance night can clear emotional blockages like a physical energy cleanse. I do actually agree with that because you know how you could like be going through something in life and you decide, "Hey, I'm gonna have a night out with my friends," and you just have a good ass time and you just like feel so much better. Like sometimes when I go to these parties where people actually dance, hence people are actually dancing again, people are actually dancing. For me, I think about it like it's church. We're at church and people are letting go. People are cleansing. People are praying. Like you're on a dance floor. And I think when we look at our nights out like that, depending on what kind of night you're having, that can really be really beautiful and that can be really healing. And so even though I didn't necessarily go to this party with a set intention of like bringing anything specific to the dance floor, I didn't feel sad about anything. I just went with how I felt that night and I was like, I'm gonna have a good fucking time. And I had a great time. You know what I'm trying to say? I just enjoyed and embodied the energy of joy. There was something that ChatGPT had mentioned that I want to talk to you guys. It was actually two things. So when I was dancing, it was really for me and it really wasn't necessarily for the male gaze. And I know some people have been talking about this on like the internet's the male gaze, doing things for yourself. It was for me, y'all. Like I said, I didn't give a fuck about having nobody's number. I was there to be sensual and fun. Like, so even though there's the male gaze on me and I'm the seductress and I'm having a good time, I'm just having a good time. It's nice that they're watching. It's nice that they can enjoy a goddess. So I will say that. I enjoy that. But
welcome back to a butterfly review with your main butterfly. Today we just got notice of an amazing review from a goddess. This goddess says, "I only use one pearl this week because that's what my intuition told me to do. We'll use the next one next week. Surprisingly, I purged a lot. I called off my engagement because my ex was emotionally and digitally cheating on me."
Wow.
"I really needed this energetic cleanse. I also noticed a huge difference with my personal scent, tightness, and juiciness. So grateful I found the goddess Yoni Detox Pearls." And this is how her purge looks. You guys can see that. That's what came out of her yoni when she used our detox pearls. Remember, if you're new here, our goddess yoni detox pearls are an all-natural spiritual womb cleanse that's going to physically, spiritually, emotionally, and energetically cleanse your womb for your manifestations, the detox your exes, reducing your menstrual cramps. It does it all. Check it out at evolvingbutterfly.org. This is your head butterfly signing out. Olenike Osibowale. Peace.
Didn't necessarily do it for them. I did it for me. I did it because of how I felt. And so that was even more freeing for me. It was just like, I'm dancing how I want to dance because I want to, not because these men are expecting me to dance like this. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't think they had an expectation of that. They don't think any of them had an expectation of that. I'm just saying that I decided to dance like this because I wanted to. And so I think to think about when you're going out on the dance floor, Think about how you want to dance that night. How do you want to feel that night? What energy is moving through you that night? Is it a sensual energy? Is it a more reserved energy? And being able to honor that and be in that. So you honor it by saying, okay, this is what it is. And when I say be, you be. If it's going to be sensual, you be sensual. If it's going to be reserved, you be reserved. But it's at the end of the day, it's because you want to, not because of external circumstances like the male gaze, etc., right? And there's another point they had mentioned I want to talk about. It's about judgment. Oh, they had mentioned it's about judgment and letting go of the good girl conditioning. So this is what ChatGPT said based on what I told them about this episode. Many women were raised to be polite, reserved, or pleasing. Dancing wildly, sensually, or solo in a crowd breaks that narrative. Every twerk, whine, or hip roll can be a ritual of rebellion. So I was having a conversation with another girl, and she's Haitian, and she had mentioned that there could be a lot of politics in the Haitian community when it comes to being proper. Let's just say being proper. We could think about this in Caribbean community, African community. I don't know if this exists in Latin community. Maybe it does. But it's like, you know, you can only shake your butt so much. You know what I'm trying to say? You at a party, you cute and classy. You cute and bougie. You only gonna do a little, a cute twerk. You know what I'm saying? A cute twerk. A cute little whine of your hips. You're not gonna do too much. You just did it look cute. Have a good time with your girls. Again, that is okay. And at the same time, I could look on the dance floor and I could see there's some girls that really wanted to shake their motherfucking ass. So I could see it. I could see that they wanted to, but they didn't. And I get that. Okay, no pressure. But what I did like that ChatGPT brought up is about letting go of that good girl conditioning, which is why I even named this podcast Slut. There's a slut in here in this title. Dancing like a slut, and why that's freeing is because when you reclaim or use the word slut, whether or not you define yourself as a slut, I don't really care, but when you kind of reclaim that word in a positive way for yourself, you are letting go of the good girl conditioning. You're saying to yourself, it's okay to be sexy. It's okay to be sexual. It's okay to be sensual. It's okay to use the beauty and of your body. It's okay to like have that be seen. And I think that sometimes even as an older girl, an older adult, I'm 33. Some of y'all could be older than me, younger than me. As an older person, you may be like, oh, it's only, I'm going to keep it cute and classy. I'm going to keep it cute and classy. Well, one day I dare you to not give it, make it cute and classy. One day I dare you to make it so slutty and like fun and joyful for however that looks for you. I want you to not just do a cute little twerk. I want you to shake that motherfucking ass, bitch. I want you to touch them toes. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I want you to try doing that one night and see how you feel. And I want you to do it for fucking you. I want you to do it for you, your freedom, your reclamation of your sensuality, your sexuality, your beautiness, your boldness, your body. You know what I'm trying to say? It's okay to be sexy. And so when I tell you this title, Dancing Like a Slut, Healing Like a Goddess, one may be dancing like a slut, but bitch, you're a motherfucking goddess, and you're healing certain parts of yourself, certain things that you've been told were too much, too big, and too bold as you were growing up. Right? And it's so, sometimes it's unfair. Sometimes it's very unfair to be told as a young girl, cover up or don't dress like this because there's men around, there's boys around. And it's almost as if it's the girl's fault for being her body being a certain way, but it's basically saying, oh, the men don't have self-control, so you have to cover yourself up. You know what I'm trying to say? And we could talk about that in a whole nother conversation. But when you're kind of groomed that way from a young age, you're like, dang, I don't want to be like that girl. I don't want to be like that girl that's touching her toes and shaking her ass on a dance floor. That's not seen as good. That's not seen as wife material. Let's talk about that. When a girl is reclaiming, a woman is reclaiming her sexuality, bitch, and she's public about it and she's open about it and she's vocal about it, bitch. Oh my God. The comments of she is not wifeable. Come down. Like a fucking tornado, hurricane, hell. And I think that shit is crazy. It's like people publicly are now like, oh, you have this body count. Oh, you dancing like this. You dress like this. Oh, nobody gonna wife you. And it's almost as if being a wife is this huge ass fucking prize. I'm not negating marriage. I'm not negating having a beautiful, powerful union with your lover. I think that is beautiful. But I don't like when people start to judge what makes a good wife and what doesn't. You know what I'm trying to say? A girl that can dress sexy, have a good time, and shake her ass can make a good wife. A girl that dresses more modest, enjoys cooking and cleaning, and enjoys raising a family could make a great wife. And I think we need to stop being so fucking judgmental when it comes to who is making a good wife and who's not making a good wife. It's just crazy to me. I don't like it. I think it's crazy. And I don't think that you should stop yourself from shaking your ass on a dance floor because you think that somebody's not gonna wife you because they see you fucking twerking. I hope that's not you, but if it's you, I'm letting you know now. And so just let that fucking go. Whoever your lover is and whoever your person is that's going to marry is going to marry you because they love all of you. And as I said in my other episode about your bigness and your greatness, they're going to love all of you. And so if you fucking shaking your ass and touching your toes is making them be appalled and rejected in their spirit of not wifing you, I think that's crazy. Because let me tell you this too. This may not be all men. But the very woman that some men say is a slut and reject for their quote unquote wife are the type of woman that they lust after and want and desire in the bedroom. So for me, they may be slut shaming out loud on these damn podcasts and publicly. But who the fuck you think they looking at on the Instagrams and the X? Okay, who the fuck you think they thinking about what kind of sex they want when they may be bored? You know what I'm trying to say? So it's so interesting that one can judge and put their eyes down on another woman for being her most sensual sexual self and say, oh, she's not wife material, but it's the same type of girl you want to fuck, you want to have sex with. You know what I'm trying to say? It's very interesting. You may have wanted, you want your wife maybe to have some of those moves and that sensualness herself. Oh, she's not dressing sexy no more. The slut can learn from the wife. It's okay. You know what I'm trying to say? The wife can learn from the slut. We're all women. Let's learn from each other. Let's stop judging each other so fucking harshly. Okay? Now, that was a really good point. I'm happy we went there. And I think that was it. Okay, so there's this thing like you can't be sensual and spiritual. And I made a post about this the other day where the way that I look at spirituality is like a totality. Like my whole life is a spiritual journey. Your whole life is a spiritual journey, whether you are consciously aware of this or not consciously aware of this. So to say that it's okay to be spiritual and sensual at the same time for me doesn't make any sense, even though I know we have to say it. Because some people have the category of this is how a spiritual girl is and this is how a sexual girl is. I'm saying that my life is a spiritual journey. So my sensuality, my sexuality is all a part of my spiritual journey. It's a part of it. So yes, I do agree you can be spiritual and sexual, but I do not separate that. It's all a part of it. It's a totality, which is why I'm trying to explain this. Whoever you are, as you are progressing through your life in different stages of your own personal womanhood, it's a spiritual process. Again, whether you are consciously aware of this or not consciously aware of this, your evolution, who you become as a person here on this earth, who you decided to become on the person here on this earth, all of it is a spiritual journey. And so you can identify as a spiritual woman and know that you are also sensual and sexual, and that's totally okay. It's not either or. I don't live in black or white. I live in the gray. If you guys didn't know that, I tell you, I live in the gray. Something is not always true 100% of the time. Sometimes there's that gray area, and that's okay. And I've learned that about life. But I think that was it. I'm going to scroll through a little bit more. But yeah, y'all, that's basically my episode. I just kind of wanted to tell you guys about my experience when I was at Rocksteady, and that dancing like a slut was fun as fuck for me. So dance like a slut, healing like a goddess. I hope one day you can experience that same joy as well. I'm also affirming that you took something from this episode. Would love to hear you guys' thoughts by tagging me at Olenike Osibowale on Instagram and sharing your thoughts about this episode. And yeah, I love you guys so much. XOXO, Selfish Babe. Remember, all of my podcast episodes are sponsored by my spiritual woman's wellness company, Evolving Butterfly, where I still sell the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls for your womb and spiritual cleansing, as well as our newest products like Poom Poom Candy and Raining Waterfalls Aphrodisiacs and the Pea Power Yoni Wash. Check it out at evolvingbutterfly.org. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Olanike Osibowale, where I do my vlogs as well as post these podcast episodes. I love you guys so much. Bye. For my selfish babes out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom and have a little fun, not only with your partner, but with your friend. No, sorry. For my selfish babe out there that want to spice things up in a bedroom, not only for your partner, but also for yourself, check out my latest product called Poom Poom Candy. It is candy for your vagina. And it really is candy for your vagina, y'all. It is made with cane sugar, the herb Dong Quai, coconut oil, fairy candle root, and marigold. It is all natural, and it is a Poom Poom candy that you are going to pray over, and you're going to put it into your yoni. You're going to pray prayers of sweetness and joy and love into that, and then you're going to insert it into your yoni. Now, what is it going to do? It is going to make your Poom Poom sweet. It's going to make it sweet to the taste. So if you have a lover that is an eater, they're going to enjoy this very much because your yoni is literally going to taste very sweet. Also, it's going to melt, so it does have coconut and oil in it, so it's going to make you wet as well. It's like a natural lubrication, but not natural. It's like coconut oil based. And so if you're, you know, about to do the do with your lover, they are going to experience that wetness, and you're going to experience that wetness. Now, I did get a review where somebody said they experienced that wetness for more than that one day. They had it multiple days, so it just depends. And then I also had a review that's already on the website where they said their lover was asking them to take another one. So now, for the people that are squeamish when it comes to sugar, normally I wouldn't recommend putting sugar in your vagina, but remember, I am talking about these new products that are like a form of cayenne mata that the northern Nigerian Hausa woman use, right? And some northern Nigerian women use a type of sugar or candy that they put into their vaginas when they're having sex with their husbands for sweetening of their yoni. This is not just a physical practice, it's a spiritual practice. You guys know I want you guys to do the spiritual with the physical. So when you're doing your prayers, pray that that yoni is sweet as hell. Pray that that man or that woman is enjoying that yoni. You know what I'm trying to say? Pray for your money. Pray for the sweet things in life, because that is what you guys are going to be attracting when you are doing the do and when your sexual energy is rising. Again, I've told you guys, I want to steer more into the direction of talking about attracting from your womb from a place of joy and sensual energy and fun. Yes, you guys can still cleanse with my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, available at evolvingbutterfly.org, my best-selling womb and yoni cleanse. But now I want to talk about fun. How can we use that sexual energy in a positive way? How can we add in that joy to our womb? And so if you're into a night of fun with your partner, check out Poom Poom Candy. If you are somebody that is very sensitive when it comes to the yoni and sugar, or just too sensitive, then I probably wouldn't recommend this product for you. But the people that did try this, they said they were good. They haven't had any yeast infections or anything. But be cautioned, it's still sugar. So if you feel like you get one, you know, take whatever yeast infection medication you gotta do. Do the boric acid, do the detox pearl, whatever you need. Now, I haven't gotten any feedback anybody has received that. So you use at your own discretion. Your own discretion. But Poom Poom Candy is now available at evolvingbutterfly.org or my stand store. The link is below.